Ben Affleck is known for roles in big Hollywood movies, but the actor and director came to Washington to champion a cause far away but near to his heart.
It's an issue about being a human being.
He founded a group called the Eastern Congo Initiative, and in a report released this week, Affleck outlined points to help Washington and others engage more in that part of Africa. He says time is running out.
We have this window of opportunity that's very important, both here in terms of the United States government and also in terms of what's happening in the next year before the election in Congo. And, you know, Congo's on this tipping point right now. It could very easily fall back into chaos, or it could move forward into recovery. And that gives me and others, I think, a sense of real urgency.
Affleck calls the eight-year conflict in the DRC one of the deadliest since World War II. He says progress is being made towards security and stability, but the DRC is still plagued by weak state institutions, extreme poverty, and violence in the eastern provinces. During her visit last year to the Congo, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said more must be done to protect civilians. According to Johnny Carson, the Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs, the trend is unsettling.
Over the last 3 years, we have seen a continuing rise in the number of rapes of women in the eastern Congo. This last year, that number was approximately 17,000.
About 2 million people are still displaced, and another 200,000 are refugees in neighboring countries. Affleck's ECI and eight other groups are working to change people's daily lives.
We're advocating a systemic change, particularly in terms of government institutions like the FARDC, which, as we talked about, they're the Congolese army. Is in need of reform. But also, you know, it's not all about the government of Congo. It's about, you know, getting donors to work together in an intelligent way. And for the United States to spend their money wisely and to understand that this is a moment of urgency.
Carson said the U.S. spent about $900 million in assistance for Congo last year. But some experts say the amount that will be allocated to Congo's 2011 elections won't be enough. Tony Gambino is a former USAID mission director to the Congo.
Even in the context of a $900 million program, the U.S. intends to provide roughly $5 million for elections in the Congo. It is estimated that the international community needs to provide $300 million for these elections. A reasonable contribution by the United States would be more on the order of $50 million.
But U.S. Senator John Kerry said even with a small amount, the U.S. can achieve big results.
We're putting $106 billion a year into Afghanistan. More than a trillion went into Iraq. And frankly, it would do America so much good to be able to say to the world that it's not just the war on terror and other kinds of things we care about.
But he says the U.S. needs to show that humanitarian causes are a top priority. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.